This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado hit a tragic pandemic milestone today. More than 10,000 people have now died from the coronavirus in the state. Here's CPR's John Daly.
According to the state's dashboard, 10,018 people have now died due to COVID-19. Colorado reached that threshold on the one-year anniversary of the first shipment of vaccines arriving in the state. 45% of the deaths occurred in those older than 80. Men represent about 55% of the deaths, compared with about 44% for women. This fall's surge has been the state's second deadliest. More than 200 people died of the coronavirus for six straight weeks until the last week in November. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert is trying to block funding for the Bureau of Land Management headquarters move back to Washington, D.C. CPR's Megan Verlee says Democrats tried a similar tactic when President Trump decided to move the headquarters to Grand Junction.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced in September that the headquarters would be returning to D.C., but Boebert is lobbying ranking Republicans on the House Appropriations Committee to hold up any funding for that. In a letter, the Republicans agreed that BLM's highest-ranking officials should stay in western Colorado. When Democrats tried to block funding in the other direction, the Interior Department was able to shift existing money around to cover its relocation expenses anyway. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's CPR News at 7:06.